Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
I'm Brendan Brooks. Here's what's happening. The man at the center of the Rittenhouse stabbing case was back in court yesterday, pleading guilty in a bike theft case, which happened months before the stabbing death of Sean Skellinger. Michael White admitted to the judge he used bolt cutters to steal a University of Pennsylvania police bike in November of 2017, more than 6 months before the Rittenhouse stabbing death of Skellinger, as we hear from KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
The bike had a GPS tracking device, which is how cops found it, a few blocks away on Penn's campus with White and two others. White was first placed in a court diversion program because it was the first time he was arrested. But because of his arrest in the Skellinger case, charges were reinstated. Judge Kia Scott sentenced White to 2 years probation, with 1 year to run concurrent with the tampering with evidence conviction for throwing the knife used in the Skellinger case onto a roof.
White was acquitted of any criminal wrongdoing in the Skellinger stabbing death from July of 2018. A South Jersey man whose 4-year-old son fatally shot himself by accident is facing criminal charges. Investigators say 31-year-old Andrew Mack was asleep in his Browns Mills home on February 7th with a loaded gun next to him. His son took the gun into another room and shot himself in the face while playing with his younger sister. Mack scheduled to appear in court today. The Burlington County Prosecutor's Office says he's been charged with child endangerment and a weapons offense. Faced by a grilling from lawmakers, Pennsylvania's top elections official says she has high confidence in new voting machines being rolled out across the state. KYW Harrisburg Bureau Chief Tony Romeo reports.
Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar's appearance at House budget hearings came a day after she testified in federal court defending Philadelphia's new voting machines against efforts to block their use. Governor Wolf has directed all counties to switch to voting machines with a paper trail. During the budget hearing, lawmakers criticized the guidance, or lack thereof, the administration has given counties and the accelerated timeline. But Buchvar told lawmakers not to worry.
Frankly, the fact that counties use different systems actually adds to our security posture.
Buchvar also said plaintiffs in the lawsuit are no longer seeking to have Philadelphia's new voting machines blocked in time for the April primary. The Harrisburg Diocese has become the first in the nation to file for federal bankruptcy protection. KYW's Mark Abrams reports.
The Chapter 11 bankruptcy is a historic move for the Catholic Church in Pennsylvania and was triggered, according to Bishop Ronald Gaynor, by dozens of lawsuits filed as a result of the clergy sex abuse crisis. Speaking at a news conference at the diocesan headquarters, Gaynor called it a difficult decision, but one that had to be made.
While we are confronting a harsh reality, I hope that our parishioners can see that this action presents a path for our diocese to move forward.
A lawyer for the diocese says parishes and schools are not included in the filing because those entities are separate and have separate funds. He suggested Harrisburg is the first, but probably won't be the only diocese in Pennsylvania to seek bankruptcy protection. Every 2 years, the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board offers grants to fund programs that discourage and reduce underage and dangerous drinking. KYW's John McTevitt reports applications are being accepted now.
The grants are up to $20,000 a year, up to 2 years.
That's Sean Kelly. He's the press secretary for the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board.
We have agencies who bring in tried and true programs from outside the area. We have law enforcement agencies that will conduct additional checkpoints and drunk driving programs. It's really used for a wide range of programs.
The application deadline is noon on Friday, March 20th.
More information on our website, kywnewsradio.com. That's the All Local. I'm Brendan Brooks. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.